It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, despite what we've just been discussing about the cold snap, 2024 has been confirmed by the Copernicus Climate Change Service to be the warmest year on record globally, and the first calendar year that the average global temperature exceeded 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. And Cara Augustenberg, Professor of Environmental Policy at UCD in Dublin, joins us this morning. Cara, explain what this kind of means to people and why it's significant.
Hi, Ciara. We've had actually 2 years above 1.5 degrees on average. And maybe that doesn't sound like a lot to listeners, but of course, that's the average across the globe. So in places like the Arctic and Antarctic, we saw temperature differences about 4 to 5 degrees above pre-industrial temperatures. But on average, it was 1.5. And in places like Ireland, we saw slightly less, around 1.2 degrees of warming. So, you know, just like a human body, you know, if our temperature goes above one degree above average, we're a fever. And we go above 2 degrees or 3 degrees, and we're seriously unwell. And I think, you know, we're heading into that stage now with the planet of being very worried. If we have a decade of averages of 1.5 degrees, we exceed the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement in that regard. So we're definitely beginning a worrying trend. And I think what stumped scientists is we were in an El Nino from about the middle of 2023 to the middle of 2024, where we would expect, you know, Pacific or ocean temperatures are warmer and the Earth would be warmer as a result. But after about May 2024, we would have expected to then see some cooling as we came out of that El Nino year, and that didn't happen. So that's really triggered alarm bells to scientists that maybe this is a more sustained temperature increase as a result of climate change, and we could expect to see more of this in the coming years. And, you know, once we have that long-term average of 1.5 degrees, you're talking about irreversible warming. And
yeah, that's what I wanted you to get to in terms of what are the implications for this 1.5 degrees.
Yeah, probably the most worrying one is that we will see an irreversible melting of the Greenland ice sheet and the Antarctic ice sheet. So that means very significant sea level rise going all the way into 2100. It means that low-lying islands in the South Pacific, the Maldives, they would be essentially gone as a result of those kind of temperatures. But also, you don't have to look very far to know what a 1.5 degree warmer world is, because it is Valencia this last summer. It's California right now. It's Middleton last year. You know, it means more energy in the system from the burning of fossil fuels. And that extra energy means more extreme weather on both sides, both in terms of extreme heat, but also stronger storms and more precipitation, too.
OK. And Cara, in terms of obviously, you know, countries around the world, there are various agreements and targets for reducing our emissions. And Ireland is obviously involved in that. And we have reduced our emissions to some extent. Will there be a lag, as in if we're doing okay now and reducing our emissions by, I think it was 7.5% or something last year, or 8%, will we see that 1.5 come down but with a lag, so it's actually okay or not? Do you know what I'm asking you?
Yeah, there's always a bit of a lag in terms of how quickly the Earth responds to our actions. So we saw this actually with the hole in the ozone layer, where, you know, we made an international agreement to end the burning of, or the emissions of chlorofluorocarbons.
Yeah.
And it took about 30 years before that hole started to close up and started to repair itself. So there will be a delay. I think the real issue here is that we have lots of ambitious targets, especially in the EU and even in Ireland now. And we have some plans, but we're not implementing them fast enough to really deal with the extreme rate of change we're seeing in the planet. So all of these goals are great, but unless they're implemented and implemented quickly, we really can't get ahead of this problem. essentially. Okay.
And with regard to things like a Trump presidency and indeed the Green Party wipeout in the last election, are you concerned that Green Party policies, because they are, I suppose, challenging for people, they have to change aspects of their lives, are becoming, they're going through, I suppose, a cycle of unpopularity at the moment, maybe at a time when they're needed more?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons right now to be concerned. And I'm probably more concerned about climate change than I ever have been, just given the political landscape globally at the moment. But at the same time, when you look at the technological advancements that have happened even in the last 5 years, the way the cost of these technologies has dropped rapidly, and you look around at just people in the population who are putting solar panels up, who are, you know, asking for more access to public transport and active transport infrastructure. I think, you know, the public themselves have really joined the dots here and seen that there are lots of co-benefits to these climate actions, that they improve their health, that they're more cost-effective.
Have they, Cara, lost 11 out of 12 seats in the last election? Have the public sort of seen the benefit of green policies, really?
I think if you look at the surveys of whether or not people are concerned about climate change, particularly in Ireland, and whether or not they want to do something, all the surveys predominantly show that, yes, the majority of people are concerned and want to do something. You know, what political party they choose to respond to that, I think, is a very different question. And if you look at, you know, the political parties and what they offered, there were several political parties this year that did put climate offerings on the table. So I wouldn't take one political party's results as a blanket response to environment and climate.
Cara, thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Cara Gustenberg there, Professor of Environmental Policy at the University College Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.